From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. France Tuesday requested an emergency meeting of the UN Security Council to urgently address a crisis in Aleppo, according to the French ambassador. The meeting was expected to be held later in the day and would discuss measures to confront the worst humanitarian tragedy of the 21st century, according to the spokesman. An agreement for an immediate evacuation, meanwhile, of civilians and opposition fighters from East Aleppo and Syria had been reached, according to a rebel official Tuesday. He said that the agreement had been reached for the evacuation of the residents of Aleppo, civilians and fighters with their light weapons from the besieged districts of East Aleppo. He said the deal was to be sponsored by Russia and Turkey and would be implemented within hours. The European Union Tuesday wrestled with a rift over Turkey's EU membership bid after Austria led calls for the accession process to be halted over Ankara's post-coup crackdown. This is the EU Enlargement Commissioner, Johannes Hahn.
The accession negotiations.
He says the accession negotiations have come to a standstill for months, and I don't see any movement in the next couple of months. Meanwhile, the Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan lashed out at EU reluctance to revive membership talks and threatened to cancel a March deal, which has curbed the mass influx of refugees and migrants. President Barack Obama's administration has canceled the transfer of some munitions to ally Saudi Arabia. It comes amid anger about the civilian death toll from the kingdom's campaign in Yemen. A Tunisian man accused of being the captain of a migrant boat that sank, killing almost 700 people, was found guilty of multiple manslaughter and people smuggling on Tuesday and sentenced to 18 years in jail. This is VOA News. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani ordered scientists Tuesday to start developing systems for nuclear-powered boats and to reaction to what he called the first concrete response to the U.S. Congress decision last month to extend legislation making it possible to make it easier, rather, for Washington to reimpose sanctions on Tehran. His words will stoke tensions with Washington, has already heightened by comments from U.S. President-elect Donald Trump, who vowed to scrap the deal under which Iran agreed to curb its nuclear activities in exchange for lifted sanctions. 2017 is shaping up to be a complicated year for U.S. military relationships in the Pacific region. VOA Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb has details.
It is easy to see why a big, aggressive China is a threat when trying to keep international shipping lanes open. But smaller countries like the Philippines and North Korea are making big waves in the Pacific region. Michael O'Hanlon is an expert with the Brookings Institution.
North Korea, President Obama has just said to Mr. Trump that this is, in fact, perhaps the sort of least appreciated danger out there.
Experts say North Korea is building up to a half dozen nuclear weapons each year. A senior U.S. military official says the country now has the capability to launch these weapons, but the warheads may not yet be able to hit their intended target. Carla Babb, VOA News, The Pentagon.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel and French President François Hollande said Tuesday that an EU summit this week should decide to extend sanctions against Russia over the Ukraine conflict. Merkel said that given shortcomings in the Ukraine peace process, it would be necessary to extend sanctions against Russia once more. Hollande said he backed her statement in a joint Berlin press conference. The French president says we must continue to apply the Minsk agreement since it has not been followed since the systems of sanctions. However, there hasn't been an effort made, no progress, and the same blockages remain. I, like the chancellor, am in favor of extending sanctions. President-elect Donald Trump announced ExxonMobil Corporation Chief Executive Officer Rex Tillerson as his choice for both U.S. Secretary of State on Tuesday, despite concerns from lawmakers in both political parties over the oil man's ties to Russia. Apple Tuesday released its wireless AirPod headphones through its website. The cost is $159, and it was unveiled in September. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.